Hello and welcome. My name is Zach Weaver, and I'm the senior pastor at Liberty Vineyard Church. I'm so glad you tuned in to the sermon today. I hope that it blesses, encourages, and challenges you as you begin to explore the abundant life God has for you. If you're in the area, consider joining us for our weekly services, Sunday mornings at 10:30. We have lunch together, free of charge, each week following our service. Everyone is welcome. We're located in the city of Tucker, Georgia, a suburb of Atlanta. Directions and other information are available on our website at libertyvineyardchurch.com.
Today is a very special day for at least three reasons. Firstly, it's the last Sunday of 2019, and we each have a lot to be thankful for. So no matter what kind of year we've had this year, you or I have had, I'm sure that each of us could just give thanks to God for the many, many blessings that we've had, because He pours out on us every single day. And secondly, today is the fifth Sunday of the month. And so on the fifth Sunday of the month, we are blessed to have the children with us. So we are very excited to have you guys here with us. And you get to participate today too. Yeah. So in the Vineyard, we very strongly believe that everybody gets to play. And so today, everybody is going to get a chance to participate in the service. And I'm so excited about that. Last Sunday afternoon, I think it was, our leadership team gathered together, and we've decided that every time we have a fifth Sunday, we're going to do something special, and we're about to experience the first one. So this is our experiment. And thirdly, we are just a little over 60 hours away from 2020. Can you believe that? 60 hours. I counted it up. And I don't know about you, but this is a lot of excitement for one day, those three things, right? All right, so, I mean, I personally love Christmas so much that I usually go into a little post-Christmas slump. You know, everybody comes over and it's so exciting, it's so wonderful, and then they all leave and I'm just like, you know, Eeyore for a little bit, but I'm just so excited, excited that today we have so much to celebrate, because it's hard to say goodbye, but it's always good to be together and to celebrate and to find things to celebrate. All right, so you know that we don't have to have a special event to celebrate. I just wanted to put that in there because there are all these exciting things going on today, but we can celebrate every day that Jesus is with us, that we are fully alive in Him, and we can go on and on. So the simple things are good to celebrate every day, no matter where we are. All right. So as I prayerfully prepared for today, I asked the Lord and He directed me, and I'm so excited that I asked Him, what should I do? And He gave me an idea, and I'm not claiming that I hear perfectly or anything, but I've planned for asking for 18 volunteers who can read. And while we were doing some other things, I counted up, and there are 18 people from Allie to Miss Virginia and everyone in between who are readers. So Karis is going to hand each one of you a piece of paper, and I'll give you instructions in just a minute. So everybody gets to play. So on each of these pieces of paper is a number and a Bible verse and a reference. So what I want you to do when it's time is I want you to read exactly what's on there, even the number, because that will help Paul with the graphic. So we're going to read six verses, and then we're going to have testimony time. And then we're going to read six verses, and then we're going to have testimony time. And then we're going to read six verses, testimony time, pray. That is what today is going to look like. So as we're reading scriptures, I want you to be thinking of, and by testimony, okay. It sounds, so it's an opportunity to tell something that God did this past year. Now, testimony sounds a bit like we're going to check if any coins or bills are real. I'm going to test the money. But the kids aren't even listening. That was supposed to be funny. Okay, so that was my one joke for the day. All right, but it's just a fancy word that means someone is telling someone else a story about something that God did. That's it. Just telling someone else. So when you tell a testimony, you're just telling someone else something that God did. Now, let's have a couple of guidelines. So, you know, Pastor Zach's away. So I asked Zach, you know, well, what do I need to do and how long should we take? And he said we should get done by midnight. So I'm just letting you know that was the official guideline. So we're ready to go. All right. So if you want to come up here and speak in a microphone, you can, or you can just stand in place. You can sit in place. Hopefully we can all, we're close in, we can all hear. So I will let you know when that part comes. And I think that's it. Okay, so then I was just going to say, here's why we give testimonies. So in Revelation 12, there's a scripture that says, they, which is us, talking about believers, followers of Jesus, they have conquered him, our enemy, by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. All right, so that's a reason. Because when we give our testimonies, it's almost like it seals it. It says, because we often see God do something and then later on we're like, did he really do that? Am I just imagining this? But when you tell someone else, it's kind of like, I'm putting a mark in the ground here. I'm putting a signpost so that, you know, we can remember together what God has done. Also, chances are that if you share something with someone about something God did, it's going to encourage them. Because I know I'm always encouraged, and, you know, the Apostle Paul told the early church, encourage one another daily as long as it's called today. What day is it right now? Anyone? Anyone? More specific. Today, thank you. Yes. Today is the day. So it's always today. So today is when we're supposed to encourage one another. All right. So are you guys ready? All right. So now we're going to have the scriptures on the screen as we read. So I'm number one here. So Isaiah 40, 31. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. This year was, you know, I retired from 23 years of teaching my kids and a bunch of other kids, and I had no idea what was coming. You know, it's kind of like my life suddenly went looking like this to something else, but it was just God's perfect timing that he gave me direction. I honestly couldn't have told you in May what the rest of this year would have looked like, because we didn't know, but at just the right time, God freed us up so that we could be there for our aging parents and just various of our kids. And so it's just, yeah, like Luis, like you said earlier, you know, we really just need God's direction. We don't need to have everything figured out. We just, when we see his direction, it gives us so much peace. It gives us wisdom. And yeah. And I liked what you said, Mark, at the beginning, you know, about everyone is where they're supposed to be. Like, we can be at peace that God is ordering our steps. If our hearts are turned towards him, he will order our steps. So if you'd asked me a couple months ago who's coming for Christmas, I probably would have said, I don't know, some of our kids, probably not all the kids. And I didn't really know, because last Christmas we had a very small turnout. So this year we ended up with 14 people and five of our six kids and some others, and then that others invited others. So we had six different nations. We had a Hindu, a Muslim, two Jains. Jains are like Buddhists, and a bunch of Christians. And the way that we do Christmas is we do Christmas around the world. So I weave the gospel into, so everyone takes turns reading a page of Christmas traditions in different countries. So of course it's all filtered through, how can I present the kingdom in this telling of Christmas traditions? And so they heard the gospel 11 different ways. And it was such a joyful day. Everybody had a blast. It was fun. It was serious and silly and deep, and just everyone felt connection. So I'm so thankful. I'm amazed at what God is doing, because like here in Atlanta, this is where we live. He brings the nations to us. Like, one of the Jain friends invited the Hindu because she had nowhere to be for Christmas. I love that. So, you know, it's not even us doing the inviting half the time, but God brings people to us. Our troubles, which Apostle Paul says are light and momentary. Well, this past year, I have felt overwhelmed. I've felt very anxious when I've thought about, I really relate to what you said. You know, sometimes our troubles seem heavy and they produce fear and anxiety and worry and all this stuff. But the way out of that is to fix our eyes on what is unseen. And so he's talking about fixing our eyes on Jesus, his character, his promises, his presence and his power. And who was it? Was it you, Bart, shared Psalm 20? Was it? Did you share Psalm 23, which is, of course, my favorite psalm? But just if we can, you know, I feel like my journey is just every moment letting God draw me back to that place, because it feels like it's almost constant. I mean, you can barely read the news without coming away feeling heavy and anxious, because there's a lot of stuff going on in the world, but in your own world, in my own world. So I just want to thank the Lord for helping me to be more consistent. I'm not there by any stretch, but more consistent in being able to remain in his peace and his joy. But it is a daily, momentary battle sometimes, and I just hope that encourages somebody, because nobody has arrived in that place. This has been really good, really encouraging. I don't know if you guys all read what I send you, because I know I send a lot of emails, but once a month we have this prayer newsletter, and JR had written, I don't know if you even remember what you wrote, but for the December prayer newsletter, he had written a piece. We take turn in our leadership team, you know, writing a little blurb, and he had written about, you know, ask the Lord that we would be more real with one another, more authentic. And today's very much, I mean, I'm thankful that we all can bear our souls before God. This is a safe place, and encourage one another. You know, we're all pilgrims standing shoulder to shoulder, struggling toward the goal together, you know, so it's a joy to do life with you guys. So I'm going to wrap us up in prayer. We're going to thank God for these gifts, and then, we'll continue. So, Father God, thank you so much for the gift of each person present. Thank you that you really do invite every one of us to play in the kingdom. And sometimes it feels like play, sometimes it feels like work. But, Lord, that where one is needing encouragement, another you send someone else to encourage. And where wherever we lack, we know, as Louise said, we know you're going to give us what we need. We just don't know how it's going to happen. So we thank you for these testimonies today. We ask, Lord, that you would just remind us of you, who you are, your goodness. If you've done something in someone else, then maybe you could do it in us or in someone else. And just stir our faith, God, to believe you in every word that you've spoken. And we just ask you to grow our faith. Give us more wisdom. Help us to find your direction, to join you in that, to stay, as Don said, to stay in that place of peace and rest in the presence of God, that no matter what is breaking out around us, no matter what swirling or chaos or turbulence, that we can be at peace in our hearts and souls and minds in Christ Jesus. We just give you all the praise, the honor, and the glory. And we thank you for this beautiful day that you have made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. In Jesus' name, amen.